Welcome to the A Rich Life podcast, and I am your host, Alicia Richard. Girlfriend, I am obsessed with all things business, branding, and personal growth as a multi-passionate entrepreneur. I help you to navigate in this messy and magical thing called life as a highly talented individual. I'm a small town mom and a wife who's known as the singing photographer. I have been able to grow a successful photo business, and I am here to teach you how to grow your business. Branding, business, and personal growth, and even hardship are topics that we cover here on the podcast. So think of this as your one-stop shop as a creative girl boss. Pull up a seat, grab a notebook, and get cozy because we are about to learn. Don't forget to share with your business bestie and to write a review. And welcome to the A Rich Life podcast. Today, we will be talking about the multi-talented entrepreneur. One of the things that I want you to know is that being multi-talented is not a curse, but it is a blessing. Have you ever felt overwhelmed because you were like, OMG, I have so many talents, so many gifts, and so many different abilities, but it's extremely hard to just pick one, especially when society tells you that in order to be extremely successful, that you should have one career, one passion, or just do the one thing. But both you and I know that as a multi-talented creative, it is extremely difficult just to pick one thing. Like, you could sing, you can draw, and you have an interest in photography, and you want to start a business, but wait a minute, you've also considered starting a podcast. And people sometimes describe you as the jack of all trades, the master of none, or you're considered as the woman who can nearly do anything. Dun, 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 dun. There she is to the rescue, right? And sometimes you feel like you are all over the place, a little sporadic and a little impulsive at times. However, with a little focus and with a little clarity, girlfriend, you will give Oprah a run for her money. Okay, so I actually have a freebie with this episode, and it is talking about some of the things that we will be discussing. So it's like a workbook for you. So if you would like to have the workbook in addition to the episode, please make sure that you go to the show notes, and it is literally going to be the first link up top for you to download the workbook that correlates with this podcast episode. So let's talk all about being multi-talented. Girlfriend, let me tell you, you were born to thrive. You're not the linear person. You are not the average girl from the video. What is that song that India Irie sings? I'm not the average girl from the video, and I ain't built like a supermodel, but I learned to love myself unconditionally because I am a queen. Okay, like, you are not the ordinary girl. You're not ordinary, and you could do like so many things. And before I get into everything, I want you to know that it is okay. I want you to know that it is okay if you juggle like so many different things. It's okay if you have so many different talents. It's okay if you have so many different abilities that you could do. So never look down on yourself for who you are. Never hold your head down and be like, girl, you know, thank you. Like, be happy that you are multi-talented, because a lot of times people literally, some people, and not the people on A Rich Life, but a lot of people literally have like two things that maybe they could do. But with you, it's not like two things you could do. Like, you could literally do anything that you could put your head and your mind to. Like, you could do it. You could sing. Like, you have so many different talents. And a lot of times you struggle from imposter syndrome, right? People will consider you kind of shy. People will consider you as a person that does not talk a lot, but when you get in the right setting, girlfriend, people be like, oh my gosh, I didn't know that that could come out of her because she is so humble about her gifts. So I want you to realize, like, from here on out, that it is okay. It is okay, but you need to develop such a level of confidence to where you are like, you know what? I don't mind shining my light. I don't mind sharing my story. I don't mind sharing and being who I am, because I am the gift, right? You are a gift. Like, every time you walk into a building, people are amazed at you because you are a gift. So because you have so many different things, so many different abilities, a lot of times you feel overwhelmed. A lot of times you feel like there is so much on you that you don't know how to just stick with something because you are always kind of just all over the place. And that is okay. Do you remember about the story in the Bible? And all of my Bible scholars, do not get mad at me, boo-boo, because I don't know like the whole story. However, I know a little bit of it. So let's talk about in the Bible, they had like the man that had like many talents, right? So I think it was a man that had like 5 talents, a man that had 3 talents, then a man that only had like 1 talent. So when the man that had the 1 talent went to God, God asked him, well, what did you do with the gift that I give you? And he was like, well, I buried it because I thought that it was something special. But then there was someone, and look, this just gonna be the A Rich Life version, okay? So it was the person that had 3 talents, and the person probably used like 3 talents or a little bit of their talents, not all 3, maybe like 2 of them, and then the other one that was like, you know what, I don't need this. And then it was the person that had like 5 talents, and what they did was they actually used all of their gifts, all of their talents, and God was like, okay, you have 5 talents, so let me give you 5 more. And I know that that is the place where the multi-talented person is, because you already have a full slate, and it's almost like, wait a minute, God comes around and be like, girl, I got something else I want to give you, boo. Here go about 2 or 3 more talents. So now you're just like, oh my gosh, what do I do with all of the things that I have been blessed with? So when you look at your talents, when you look at your abilities, when you look at all of those things, it's almost like you have a superpower, right? It's almost like your superpower is so different because no one can ever compare to your greatness. No one else can compare to your power, to your grace, to your excellence. No one else can compare to you because you are not the average woman. So when people come to you, it's almost like, wait a minute, where did this girl come from? And that's exactly who you are. And a lot of times people can't take you because you are so bright, because you are the person that not only has those 5 talents, but you also got a little bit more in your bag. So touch your neighbor and say, hello, friend. Like, that's me, right? So in the workbook, and I really want you to download it because that's where we are really going to dive in with the podcast episode, where you can learn what to do with all of those things that you can have so that you can package your gift, so that you can package your dream and put it all into like this one business that is able to grow. So as you are on your journey, one of the things that I really want you to do, this is the first part of the free workbook. And again, you can download it in the top link below. I want you to list like all of your abilities, the things that you have been able to develop over time. And a lot of times, you know, a lot of my listeners are probably like in their 30s, right? So think about some of the things that have helped mold and shape you into the person that you are. A lot of the time, some of the skills and the abilities and the talents that you have were developed over time. So like, were you the person that was singing in the choir in front of people, leading songs in church, and then now you are an excellent singer? Or did you have an interest in drawing when you were in art class, and now you are like, oh my gosh, you know, I really love to draw, I really love to paint, I really love to explore that creative part? Or were you also a person that was maybe on the yearbook club or something like that when you were in high school, and then you kind of, you know, like had the camera, you took some photos, and you also have an interest in photography, but you really don't know how to start that business? So with all these things, you have been able to learn a lot of these skills, a lot of these talents. Even, you know, if you probably went to college or graduate school, you've learned so many different things over your lifetime. So in the first part, I want you, and even if you have a notebook, if you want to write it down, that's fine. However, I would suggest that you get the workbook, girl. But think about all of those things and don't leave anything out. Write down all of the things that you are good at. Are you good at writing? Are you good at guiding people? Are you an excellent teacher? Are you good with photography? Are you good with singing? And a lot of times, I know that my audience are multi-talented, so you could literally do like all of them, and that's okay. But what we want to do now is focus on every single thing. What is it? And don't leave anything out, because all of this is a part of your journey. Remember earlier where we talked about the people with the 5 the man with the five different talents. That's kind of like where you are right now. You have like so many different talents and you're literally trying to like just pick and choose. So what I want you to do is write everything down during your creative time. The next thing that I want you to do when you have finished writing all of those things down, I want you to take about a week or so. And all of those things that you wrote down that you were interested in, take like a week, right? So let's say, so basically we're dealing with the five things, right? We said that you may be interested in photography, you may be interested in starting a podcast, you're interested in drawing, you're interested in writing, and let's say you're interested in music. So of all of those five things that you are interested in, every single day of the week, I want you to work on one of those things. So say Monday, let's work on photography. So And as you are doing this activity, I want you to really like get in a moment, at least set about 15, 20 minutes aside of your day. Like either it's early in the morning before, you know, the kids wake up, before you actually start your life, or is it late in the afternoon when, you know, the kids are going to bed and you kind of have some time to yourself. But I want you to schedule time in your day and I want you to do this activity. I want you to do it. And even if you don't have a professional camera, at least just take your cell phone out and start practicing taking photos of maybe like your kids outside. Practice posing them with the knowledge that you do know, right? And then do these things for at least like 30 to 45 minutes, right? So say you do the photography because you have an interest in that. So you do photography on Monday. Say for instance, on Tuesday, you may want to start writing because you have an interest in writing, singing songs and all of that. So on Tuesday, you may set aside 30 minutes and start writing and then you may start singing, right? So that's your Monday, that's your Tuesday. Now let's go to Wednesday. Again, get the workbook. So on Wednesday, say for instance that that's your drawing day. So you're going to take at least 30 to 45 minutes and you're going to draw. So the point of all of this is to explore all of those things that you wrote down. Explore all of these things. Revisit those times that you had over your life. And then that brings me to step number two. So after you have jot things down, the next thing that you should do is think about some of the things that you've done that really, really brought you joy. So over the course of five days, the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, whatever days you chose, or if you want to do it all on a weekend, or if you want to give yourself 2 weeks, whatever it is, give yourself some creative time to do all of those activities. And then once you are able to do those activities, I want you to think about what are some of the things that really brought you joy? Like, what are some of the things that really brought you the happiness? What are some of the things that really, really made you feel alive again? Because a lot of times as an adult, we get so caught up in, you know, working our 9-to-5 jobs. We get so caught up in the responsibilities that we have as a mom, as a wife, as a friend, as a sister. So many different times we get caught up into, oh my gosh, I gotta fold these doggone clothes again. Like I understand. And a lot of times you want to start your business, but you're like, dang it, which one do I do? Because I have so many talents and abilities. And a lot of times you're not finding the time or creating the time for you to actually explore again. So the purpose of the multi-talented entrepreneur is for you to begin to explore again. When we were children, we were not afraid. We were not afraid to fall. We were not afraid to try. We weren't afraid to do so many things. But now as we become an adult, we get scared. We get scared of what others may think. We get scared of what others may perceive of us. And if we really started showing our talents and our skills, people will be like, dang, girl, you doing something else? And the answer is, yes, boo, I am. How about you? So the thing about it is, let's get into the habit where we are really creatively exploring who we are and not being ashamed or afraid to really explore. So the purpose of this is for you to revisit that space, for you to revisit that time, for you to acknowledge that, yes, this is something that I have been doing and I enjoy doing it. And from that point where you feel the most joy, where you feel the most passion, where you feel like you could just do it for free, then maybe, just maybe, you found your happy spot. So that's what I want you to do with the workbook. the next thing that I want you to do, say for instance, if you say, well, I actually want to start a photography business, right? So let's start with photography first, and then I'll also give you another example. So say for instance that you would like to start a photography business because you're like, oh my gosh, you know, I like photography a lot. Well, then the first thing you probably should do is purchase you a camera. The next thing that you should probably do is just, you know, look up some your business name or develop a business name. And then the next thing you should probably do is start taking pictures, right? Get you a camera, start taking pictures. Now, granted, there are so many different steps like all in between that. But for the sake of this podcast, I'm just narrowing it down just a little bit. So say, for instance, you say, well, you know, Alicia, I actually have always had a passion for music and I've always wanted to be a singer. So what if I actually want to start singing? Well, my thing is go ahead and start writing your music. Go ahead and see if you could get into the studio. Go ahead and start growing an audience. Go ahead and start, you know, putting some of your music on YouTube. Go ahead and start even singing on TikTok. So there are different ways that you could approach starting your business, starting your passions. But the thing is, you have to create the creative time. And a lot of times as a multi-talented person, you may find yourself being a little sporadic and all over the place, but the base of it is you need just a little structure. And like how I said earlier, with just a little structure, girl, you could put Oprah to shame. But I'm just saying, I'm just using that as an example. You know, we all love Oprah, but what I'm saying is make sure that you create that time. So the assignment is actually attached to this podcast. If you go to the show notes and just hit like details or more, it really just depends on where you are listening to the podcast. And it's actually going to take you through the steps with the workbook. And then that way you could print it out whenever it's time for you to think about the kind of business that you actually want to start. I want you all to be able to refer back to your notes or refer back to the workbook and say, this is where I started. So the next thing that I want you to do is, after you have kind of just been able to explore and see like the different areas and the different businesses that you could actually start, what I want you to do is I need you to think about the actionable steps that you are going to take. Now, remember, as a multi-talented person, and I'm just going to remind you all, a lot of times you're not consistent. A lot of times you need a little motivation. A lot of times it's like, wait a minute, I started today, but then you quit tomorrow. So the thing about it is I want you to be consistent in your journey, consistent in what you're doing, because that's the only way that you are going to get results is consistency. Showing up, whatever platform that is, show up on a weekly, bi-weekly, however many times you need to, so that you can begin to grow your business. So take some action steps. So it's almost like, when I feel like giving up, I am going to do this. So when you feel like giving up, have a plan. Are you going to do affirmations? Are you going to listen to podcasts? Are you going to listen to motivational messages on YouTube? Are you going to make sure that you are listening to the A Rich Life podcast or consuming helpful content to help you stay motivated? When you feel like giving up, are you going to listen to some audiobooks that remind you about how important it is for you to be consistent? So there is going to come a time where you're going to feel like giving up, where you're going to feel as a multi-talented person that you want to change gears. But if you really want to see the success, you got to be consistent for a little while in something. And then that's when you can add some extra salt or sugar or whatever, some fruits or vegetables or whatever. Then that's when you could, like, you know, continue to grow and put things out there. But you must have an action plan, an action step. How are you going to make sure that you create and take action every single day to work on this craft? So come up with some sort of plan that when you feel like giving up, these are the things that you are going to do. So this is the episode for the multi-talented entrepreneur. If you feel like that is you, if you feel like you need a workbook, if you feel like you need just a little help, just a little guidance, because you have so many ideas that are flowing to you and through you, and you really need to pause, write it down, and organize your thoughts, and then you feel like you'll get more results. So make sure that you download the workbook. And of course, you all, I will look forward to seeing you all. This is the end of the episode. I want you all to live a rich life. Remember that a rich life is not all about the business, but it's about the mind, the body, the soul, and the business, and how all of it connects. So if you feel like you want to connect with me, make sure that you follow me on Instagram. And we are also, girl, let me tell you, TikTok is where I'm at. Like, I love Instagram. However, I have been literally hanging out on TikTok almost like every day. And I am on TikTok at arichlife.co. So you will be able to find me over there. Remember to download the workbook because it is really going to help you on your creative journey as a multi-talented person. And I will look forward to talking to you all soon. Let's continue to have the conversation on the blog. So make sure you visit www.arichlife.co. That's where you can find out so much information about what's going on the podcast. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. And of course, you know, we always have a song at the end. I look forward to talking to you soon. Bye-bye.
I know you hear me calling. I know you hear feel my